Schuyler County legislators for and against a proposal to store liquid petroleum gas near Seneca Lake are looking to Governor Andrew Cuomo for answers. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the Schuyler County legislature passed a resolution last year supporting the proposal and asking state officials to either approve or deny the plan.
A State Department of Environmental Conservation administrative law judge has not yet made a decision as to whether there should be more hearings concerning the safety of the storage. The issues were first raised 2 years ago. Schuyler County Legislature Chairman Dennis Fagan supports the Crestwood Company and its U.S. salt facility in the town of Redding, where the gas storage would be located in underground salt caverns. Fagan says U.S. Salt is one of the largest taxpayers and manufacturing employers in the county.
And I'm concerned that if the project isn't approved, that the parent company of U.S. Salt may ultimately close its doors.
Fagan says the technical staff at the DEC already stated that the project is approvable. And he says the reason he is urging state officials to make a decision now is because protests have been ongoing at the facility.
There's been over 500 arrests. It is costing us a significant amount of money with our district attorney to prosecute these cases, with our sheriff to make the arrest, temporarily house some of these people, to provide security.
Legislator Michael Lawsell says he believes the risks of the facility far outweigh the benefits.
The worst thing that could happen is that the integrity of the cavern could be compromised.
Lawsell is worried that gas could migrate out through the cavern to above ground. Lawsell and other opponents say they were able to get concessions from Crestwood to eliminate its truck and train transportation of propane in the area. The proposal now is it would be done via pipeline. Lawsell wrote to the governor asking him to let the process run its course.
What I feel it's important to urge him is to not react to the pressure that keeps getting put on the governor to make a decision. This is already going through a hearing to resolve these issues. It seems to me there are ample grounds to let the hearing take place and study these safety issues.
And as both sides rally the towns and villages in Schuyler County to pass their own resolutions weighing in on the debate, everyone continues to wait on an answer from the governor and the DEC. For WRVO News, I'm Tom Magnarelli.